Oh, hi there. Yeah, you can sit here. Sorry, let me just... What, this? Oh, it's just a bug. Oh, I know. Sorry. It's a fantasy bug. Well, romance too. Romanticy? Yeah, that's it. Huh? Oh no, I'm not really here for anything but this. Don't laugh, but I actually really like doing this. Getting dressed up to just sit at a cocktail bar and read. It probably sounds dumb, but... Thanks. What? No, not at all. To be honest, I usually politely ask guys to leave when they try to hit on me. Usually. Trust me, if I didn't want you here, you would know. I'm not really a subtle person. So, what brings you here tonight? Just out to hit on whoever you can find? Wow, no, that was a good one. You're funny. I'm pretty cute, if you don't mind me saying. Back to the book, huh? Oh, it's nothing. I love talking about books. Ask away. Is it spicy? Oh, please. Do you even know what spicy means? No, it's not porn. I mean, some of it is. Kind of. The part I was reading just now. Well, yeah, it was. Do you really want to know what's happening? Alright, don't say I didn't warn you. The main character is currently getting... Well, she's getting eaten out the night before this big climactic battle. But the real kicker is... The guy who's doing it is from the opposing army. Yeah, it's the whole enemies to lovers thing. They spend half the book hating each other's guts. And now in the second half, he's been rearranging her guts. Like, constantly. Yeah. And of course it's like, tragic. Two. They're gonna have to fight each other the next day, so they're fucking like they mean it. Listen, sometimes it's fun to read porn in public. Plus, you get the added bonus of looking smart to everyone else who has no idea what you're actually reading. It's a win-win situation, honestly. Hold on a second. I can't help but notice something about you. Uh-huh. You keep looking at my face. Meaning, you haven't been looking anywhere else. Not as much as guys usually do anyway. You know, my tits. My ass, my legs. I might have been disappointed if you weren't so infatuated with my face for some reason. No, you don't have to apologize. Beautiful? I don't think that's half of it. I think you've got a thing for, you know, pretty faces. And maybe I'm jumping to conclusions here, but I think I've got a pretty face. Don't you think so? You know, my face is really cute. There's really only one thing I can think of that would make it cuter. Can you guess what that is? Some thick, warm ropes of gum. Where am I going? Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe I'd walk out into the alley next to the bar, get on my knees, and see where the night takes me. Maybe I'll see you there. Well, well, well. Fancy meeting you here. It's not very bright back here. You can still see my face, can't you? Good. Can I touch you down there? Wow. Already so hard for me. That visualization did the trick, huh? I meant it. The book was making me really fucking horny. I don't usually do this, but... do you want to come on my face? I bet. No sex, though. And I'm not gonna blow you or anything. I just want you to jerk off over me, okay? Does that sound good? Yeah. Perfect. Give me your hand. I'm gonna get down on my knees. No, no, it's okay. I'll be okay. I'm gonna be feeling it tomorrow, but it's hot. Getting on my knees in front of you in this dark alley. It's making me so wet. Okay, pull your dick out. That's it. Let me see just how hard that cock is. It's perfect. Yeah, give me your hand again. Now stroke that fucking cock. Fuck. You're so hot. I can't believe this is happening. You can? Sure, whatever you say. Let me guess. I'm the third girl tonight. You know? Third one who let you jerk off onto their face. I figured you had some kind of... I don't know. Mind control powers or something. Cause I'm not usually this kind of person. Do you like it when I giggle down here? I hope so. Making me laugh is pretty much the only reason I'm letting you do this. Well, that and the porn I was reading. Yeah.
moan for me. Keep stroking that dick. Can you stroke faster? Getting dry? Why didn't you say so? Yeah. No, faster. Fuck, that's hot. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me you can't wait to come on my pretty face. Tell me you want to ruin my makeup. I got all prettied up. Don't you want to leave your mark on me? My face is gonna be a mess after this. Maybe I'll even let you take a picture. Maybe I'll walk home with a cum on my face. Let everyone know exactly what kind of girl I am. What kind? I don't know. A slut? Your slut. Are you gonna come? Okay. Here, let me help you out. I'm gonna stroke you. Does that feel good? Okay. Good. Just relax and let me finish you. Oh God. This is why I didn't want to touch you. Because I can't stop thinking about how your cock would feel inside me. No. Hand job only. I told you I'm not that kind of girl. Let's pick this up a little bit. You can imagine too if you want. How it would feel. Hiking up my dress. Pushing me up against the wall and pulling down my panties. Putting that cock right where it belongs. I'm gonna touch myself, okay? Just gonna God. Oh fuck. That feels so good. Yeah. So wet. So wet for you. I need your cum. I want to feel it dripping down my face. Are you gonna make that happen for me? I'm on my knees for you. I need it. Oh, please. I'm touching myself. Please. Give me your cum. Cum on my face. Right here. In this dark fucking alley. I need you. I need you to paint my face. Come for me. Come for me now. Mark my cute face with your cum. Please. Please come on me. Cover my pretty little slut face, please. That's it. Paint your perfect little slut with your cum. So. Did it work? Am I cuter with your cum on my face? There you go. There's only one right answer to a question like that. I think the idea of walking home with her cum on me is hot, but I don't think I have it in me. Doing this in an alleyway is about as much excitement as I can get. Can you grab me some tissue out of my... Oh, thank you. Jesus. I'm gonna go home and calm my brains out. I hope you know that. Here, help me up. Oh, thank you. Again. For that. Yeah. And the cum shower. Maybe we'll meet here another time someday. No promises about this happening again, though. If you want to get me on my knees next time, you'll have to get me the old-fashioned way. That's right. Good old-fashioned courting. Or maybe not. I guess it depends what book I'm reading. Until next time.